Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. So cleaning it up, Travis Kelce was asked which he loves more, Taylor Swift or phantom 15-yard roughing the passer penalties. That's what he wasn't pleased with. Not what I had said earlier, but which does he love more, Taylor Swift or phantom roughing the passer penalties? Members of the Nats media determined, I mean, it could be worse. It could be worse than Tyre Eason, okay, or Lance McCullers. Members of the Nationals media determined that they had used 19 third basemen since Anthony Rendon left.
Rendon is oh, yeah.
But the Angels have used 28 third basemen since they signed him.
Rendon is the worst.
He's the worst.
Because he tells you.
He doesn't like baseball.
He basically just, he flaunts it in your face that he got paid a bunch of money. He doesn't really care. I don't care about baseball anymore. Hey, is it check in yet?
Yeah.
Look at this, guys. I want to show you all my bank account real quick. Let me pull up my bank app.
It's bad.
The media. Tell me what I have more of, games played or millions in my bank account. That's right. I played 43 games this year, and I've got $196 million in the bank. And then he does this.
He doesn't dab.
If he said, I'm still getting paid whether I play or not, and I don't even like baseball, and it did this, and hit him with the dab, that would be the most insidious thing that's ever happened in interview history.
Yep. The Texans are expected to hire Rams senior offensive assistant Jerry Schuplinski.
That's a waste.
Why are we to playing their offensive staff?
What do you mean? It's
why are we playing that
news.
Noise?
We're
for
not
that
6'10".
A former Tom Brady coach lands in Houston. He has spent a lot of time with Kaylee in the past. Jerry Schuplinski. That's going to be so hard to say. Cooper Kupp put out, I was informed that the team will be seeking a trade immediately and be working with me and my family to find the right place. Is Houston the right place?
Could be.
Cooper Kupp? I wouldn't mind.
Could
Cooper
be. Kupp. I mean, you don't give up anything for him. He's not doing anything. They have no leverage.
Yeah.
Everyone knows they want to trade him. He has no leverage. A fifth is the highest you give up for him. My guess is they probably get a sixth that might turn into a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
See, it might be worth it. If we're renting wide receivers, you want to just rent. You're used to renting in L.A. now, so all you care about is renting receivers. Here's your second-round rental for this Diggs. Here's your third and fourth-round rental for DK Metcalf, or was it second and third? Whatever it was. You just want to rent receivers anyway.
No, it was a third and a fourth.
Yeah, you just want to rent receivers anyway. Why don't we just rent?
Well, but that one's not going to be. That's going to be cheap.
Rent Cooper Kupp.
That one's going to be cheap.
Cooper Kupp will be. By the way, Rendon, I forgot. He went to Lamar. He went to my school.
Oh, Lamar Consolidated.
Oh, no, wait. He went to Lamar High School, not Lamar Consolidated.
Okay. That's even more Houston. Lamar Consolidated.
Yeah, but he's from Richmond, Texas.
He is, and he went there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's from Richmond, Texas, apparently. And where did he play his college ball?
Rice.
Does he comport nice himself like a Rice, like a Wayne Grant
yes.
baseball player?
A moneymaker?
Quitting?
A moneymaker?
Quitting on baseball?
He didn't quit on baseball. He's injured. He doesn't care to come back anytime soon, but he's injured.
He tells you he doesn't want to come back.
I don't know. He does.
Well, if I could just not play baseball. Oh, wait. I can. Bang. Dab. That's what I want his next interview to be.
Mm-hmm. 713-780.
Do you know we had an Anthony Rendon day?
377. We had an Anthony.
In 2010.
We did here?
Mayor Parker.
We had
an Anthony Rendon day, June 29, 2010.
I didn't celebrate that day. I should have. Rockets lost last night in disgusting fashion. I mean, in disgusting fashion. It was probably, it's one of the worst losses in, it's the worst loss in recent memory, actually. Up by four with 9 seconds to play. Boom, three. Amen throws it right to D'Angelo Russell. Boom, three. And the game's over. Holy crap. That was about as, I mean, I almost puked all over. And I couldn't, though, because I had a bunch of Coors Lights in me, and I didn't want to waste them. That was just about, I mean, that was a heartbreaker, too, because you're looking to, I mean, you got things, you got places to go this year. I mean, this is a good basketball team. You are down players. You didn't play Tari because it was a back-to-back. You didn't play Fred. He's hurt. You're not at full strength. Alpi with his first game back. He looked great, except for a lot of missed free throws. Other than that, Alpi was back and playing well, and he makes a difference. So you lost all three of those games previously because Alpi wasn't in the lineup, in large part because Alpi wasn't in the lineup. So, I mean, it was a nut cutter, that one. So, but you're still very much, you're still a contender.
You're fine.
Apparently, but not according to Vegas. I mean, Vegas might be right about this. You just got a game lead now, 32-18 over the Nuggets. You've got a 2-game lead over the Lakers. And now they're rejuvenated.
We need this break coming up, all-star break. We need to get to an all-star game. Well, we don't need to get to an all-star game, but we need to get to an all-star game.
The Rockets.
Yeah. They got to get him healthy so Alperin can play his 11 minutes. And they need a break. Somebody brought this up. Maybe they play so hard because defensively they're number two in the league in the first quarter, number two in the league in the second quarter in points against. Then in the third quarter they're ninth, and in the fourth quarter they're 18th. Is there a chance that because of how hard they play, they wear down? No. It's feasible.
Yeah.
You know what email will say? Let's hit the stands in. Let's start running steps.
But you got five games before you hit the break. So you can't just hold on until the break. You got five games till you hit the break. At Minnesota, at Dallas, Toronto, Phoenix, and Golden State. And then you got 8 days off. So there's still a lot of ball to be played before. And teams that you need to beat. You got four of the five are in the West. And, you know, Toronto's going to come in here, and they're a pretty decent basketball team. You need to beat that. I mean, this ain't easy. We can't just, let's just hang on until we hit the All-Star break. It's five games. They could be in the play-in by then. Literally, they could be in the play-in by then.
Stop.
Well, they're not playing very good basketball.
No, but all these games have been winnable. They just bleep it up at the end.
Well, except Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was the one that wasn't winnable, but all the rest of them were.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but they find a way to... There's people who know how to win, and this team seems to know how to.
The coin has spoken.
They know how to throw it away in the fourth quarter. The coin has just flipped back.
Two weeks ago, we were talking about how they were finding a way to win all the
close regression ones. To the mean. So
you play these type of games, at some point the coin will flip, and you'll lose.
I just wanted
them
to finish in the top four. That's all that matters.
Well, they're in a little danger of that.
They're also in striking distance of being the best team in basketball.
No, not really.
It's a strike.
No,
it's a long distance strike, but it's a strike.
Yeah, it's like
how many games away are they?
They're 8 games back of the Thunder, who have the fewest losses in basketball.
Okay. That's, you know,
quite a
if
bit.
We just need a losing streak by the Thunder.
No.
Are you going to stop your losing streak?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's coming. Mm. Whatever the next game is, it's the lock of the year.
At the Timberwolves is the lock of the year?
Yep.
Yep.
You heard it here first. Lock of the year.
Okay. All right.
Lock of the Year. Tari will be back because it's not a back-to-back. So we get Tari playing. I'm going to predict that Alperin's going to be back.
Well, he was back last night.
But I'm going to predict he's going to be back for that game, too.
Okay.
And you know what? While we're at it, why don't we bring Fred back?
That would be nice, actually.
Okay. Full steam ahead, focused Rockets effort. Minnesota's going to get rolled. It's that simple.
All right.
And the streak is over, and a new streak is beginning, a win streak.
Oh.
And maybe an Oklahoma City losing streak is on the way.
Let's go.
Only three games. I'm not going to get greedy. Three-game losing streak for Oklahoma City.
Well, I will say this. The Timberwolves will be on the second night of a back-to-back. Now, they're both home games. They have the Bulls tonight, and then they have the Rockets. So the Rockets will have the rest advantage. So maybe you're on to something.
Maybe you might be. Maybe you might be on to something. Hopefully. Hopefully. ¿Cómo está, Melissa? Bien. We were in
Lake Charles.
No, we got to tell Melissa when we're not going to be in.
I know.
In studio.
We were in Lake Charles.
She was worried about us. Okay. 914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Time to talk about my bookie. Okay. What? Listen, this is the time for my bookie. Have you seen what they're doing with all the prop bets? Okay. For the big game? It is fantastic. You're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, and all kinds of fun stuff. You've got. What'll be higher, UFC total knockouts or TKOs versus the Super Bowl total thrown? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of exotics right now. Will anyone trip and fall during the halftime show? Will there be a taunting penalty called? Will President Trump tweet during the game? Which commercial be on first, Budweiser or Coke, Toyota or Jeep, Netflix or Amazon? What color is the Gatorade? That's always out there. But you got boosted parlays right now. Every extra leg in your parlay means a bigger payout, automatically boosted with no rollover requirements. Money back. It's like a slot machine for sports bettors. You spin the wheel, and some crazy odds props come up. Squares you can play, tiered bonuses. The big game's coming up, and you're going to get a bonus just for signing up if you're a first-timer. If you're looking for the best way to play, winning, get paid, and don't sleep on the sports jackpots. It's a chance to turn $1 into a massive payday. You're looking for the best way to have some fun watching the big game. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dios, guapa. That's Melissa was in, hanging out with us here, explaining they get to play music. Now, why don't we play songs
they
here so we can take a break?
They added a fourth.
We can
show.
Go have a smoke or something.
El Chero added a fourth person to the show, another woman.
Yeah.
Three women and El Chero.
I know his game.
Two Colombianas and a Mexicana now.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
I know what he's up to.
Yeah.
But how come we can't
Del's always trying to add women, female interns.
How come we can't add
a
fourth person on our show?
No. That's not true.
I feel like it is, kind of.
I don't know, meet the interns until the Monday that they start.
Well, it just seems like it to me. But anyway, why don't we play music so we can take a break, go have a cigarette or something? I mean, that would be great. They play music so they get to sit around for a while. We don't get to do anything. It's terrible. I'm going to strike. I'm going to protest.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Protesting what? There are no rules for you. What are you protesting?
I'm protesting. I'm going to bring an Italian flag out there and protest against the station. No music.
Why an Italian flag?
It's very similar to the Mexican flag. Same colors.
You better watch it. I don't know how many people are going to be able to
tell the difference.
You might be in real trouble.
And then I'll get, yeah. Then, did you see what they were playing as they're driving by the protest? Ice, Ice Baby. That was awful. Come on, people. Let's clean this up. Let's clean this country up, okay? We can't be like that.
People are like, hey, how come you don't want to be around people? Why? What are people offering me? look at what is going on. People are afraid for their lives, and people, you know what we're going to do? We got a bit we're going to do. We're going to play Vanilla Ice.
You know what I'm surprised you haven't pulled, and I hesitate even telling you this because it's just going to be used against us. But there's a lady yesterday. I don't really keep up with – I don't consider politics to be like a a life. Like some people think it's their identity now. Is I consider politics to be about policy and stuff like that, and other people think it's reality TV now, culture wars. So I don't really follow it like that. But there's somebody named Jasmine Crockett who was on yesterday.
Well, you. She said some things that fit the profile.
See, here we go. So you heard it then.
She's talking
about the people complaining about DEI stuff. At the end of it, she goes, "You got a bunch of mediocre white boys crying." And I was like, how has Dell not made that?
Yeah, right.
One of the drops.
Because it's from a political point of view, and I don't want to get involved in that.
I know,
but, yeah.
But I know you're dying to make that a drop.
Yep.
Don't act like you weren't.
I saw that.
We got more breaking news?
No.
Oh.
That mediocre white guys are scared of DEI. That's what we're worried about.
I mean, it's not breaking news to call
you
guys mediocre.
I'm afraid of humidity in that.
No, we're very mediocre white guys. Extremely mediocre. Yeah?
As long as you say and Hall of Fame members.
Yeah.
As long as you put that in there, too.
Mediocre white guys.
I don't know.
In the hall.
The producers around the station were having a discussion about the Hall of Fame, the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Now it's become the Hall of Very Good.
That's fine.
With you two being in it.
That's fine.
What we need?
I'll know you this.
We need a separate way.
You better drive out. Where do we go to again? What was that place? Where was that?
Where were we going? What
was it in Crockett? Like, what was the name of that place?
What city?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Where's
where you guys went?
Radio Hall of Fame?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, next time you're there, look us up.
Yeah, no one knows.
We need a Hall of Fame wing, and then you guys can be in the Hall of Very Good.
Let me see where it is.
Like Barry Warner, Hall of Fame. You guys, Hall of Pretty Good.
Hall of Meh.
If you can't remember the city.
In the Hall of Meh.
Can't believe they've been around this long.
Where is
Kilgore.
Yeah, Kilgore.
Next
Texas.
Time you're in Kilgore.
Right.
Okay? Next time you're in Kilgore, make sure and look us up, Dell.
Yeah.
Because we're in there. Our names are in there. And Kilgore's actually like Fulshear. You ever heard about how fast Fulshear's growing? It's one of the fastest growing places in the country.
Yeah.
They say it's great. You know what's the second fastest? Kilgore. Where the Texas Radio Hall of Fame is. Yep.
Mm.
Where'd you get that information from?
I was there and I could tell. They've got an Italian restaurant.
They do. No, they have a really good steakhouse too.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It's blowing up over there.
I look at this stat. Okay, 2 5-year periods. Anthony Rendon's 5-year period since he signed with the Angels.
Ooh.
And Ted Williams' 5-year period.
With the Red Sox?
With the Red Sox.
Okay.
It was during World War II.
Right.
He missed the entire 1943, 1944, and 1945 military service.
So he missed three of the 5 years.
Three of the 5 years, and he played more games than Anthony Rendon has in his $245 million contract.
So I was looking through Rendon's injury history. It's unbelievable, and it's all soft tissue stuff. It's all I'm out of shape stuff. If you have groin, hamstring, you're either not stretching or you're out of shape. It's the soft tissue stuff is one of the biggest telltale signs that either a guy is wound very tightly and it's not doing enough stretching.
Yeah, Will Fuller, I could see.
I could see that. But the other one is being out of shape is where you do that. And that's all Rendon is, nothing but groin, hip impingement. He had a wrist, which I don't know about wrist. He had a hamstring. Like, this guy's injuries, if I were the Washington. Angels fans have got to be just absolutely furious. I mean, look at how bad their luck is. It started with Albert Pujols, Scherzer. Who's the other pitcher that was hurt? Not Scherzer, but
what about
that's always
the
hurt.
Nationals? Strasburg.
Strasburg, and now you have Rendon.
Yeah.
Like. No matter who they give money to, and Rendon signed a $245 million deal back in 20. No, I guess it was technically
20.
Yeah, it was 20. Dude, $245 and 20 was a monster contract.
Yeah.
He's been awful.
Well, not awful. He hasn't been there. Just hasn't been there. It's just, man, the Angels make the worst decisions. It's just so good.
Some of it is they're just like, it's just bad luck. Because Rendon played well and was relatively healthy with Washington.
Yeah.
But you didn't know that he didn't. Although, I take it back. Anthony Rendon actually hinted that he didn't really care about baseball. Well, he didn't even hint. So this is one of the things. So you always want to find guys who have good football character or baseball character or basketball character. It means they love the sport. Here's some things that Anthony Rendon has said in the past, por ejemplo. Anthony Rendon once said, let's see. Anthony Rendon, back in 2000, and explaining his philosophy on baseball to the Washington Post during spring training in 2017. This is before the Angels signed him. On the record, he said, obviously I want to win, but at the same time, at the end of the day, it's a game, and that's what I'm going to treat it as. He claimed in a 2014 interview with the Post that he prefers watching the History Channel to baseball, calling baseball too long and boring.
Hmm.
Potential red flags now that we look back at it. Now that you look back on it, it's like, huh, this may be his favorite sport, basketball. He follows the Rockets, and he's maintained close ties to Houston in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. He and Matt Albers, a fellow Houstonian, set up a You Caring Foundation, which is great, you know. He's a born-again Christian, and he stated in 2018, at the end, I want to be more Christian than baseball player. Okay. He's trying to tell you
I'm not.
Everything History he said, Channel. 14, 17, and 18, he had all these opportunities to big up baseball. And he's like, ugh, boring. I had to become a born-again Christian because I got tired of being known as a baseball player. Yuck.
Wow.
And 17, it's a game. It's not serious, people. I'm treating it like a game. And you know what they said? We got to shuffle $245 million.
You know what? It's just getting worse and worse and worse. Loss to the Nationals, I'm looking at a stat here. Brooksgate put this out. The 25 best offenses and starting rotations since 2000 by runs above replacement.
Oh, the Astros were a killer.
The 2019 Astros were the best offense.
The best.
The best.
Have you ever looked at that roster?
It's not even close.
Did you look at that roster? Yeah. Even George was still there.
Yeah. George was still there.
That roster.
Carlos was batting seventh. Tucker was batting eighth.
Tucker, Yordan, Carlos. Now, this is a little different version of Tucker, but Tucker, Yordan, George. That's the outfielder. Not Altuve and Jake Myers.
The 2019
Carlos,
Astros.
Carlos, Bregman, Altuve, and who's your first baseman? Who am I forgetting? Oh, Yuli.
Yeah, Yuli.
Yuli. Your catcher was... Machete?
No. Catcher was McCann? Was it?
But it would have been full-time, though.
Who was there?
2019 Astros. Well, Machete has been here and then gone, so
yeah, right.
It's tough to keep up. It wouldn't shock me if it was Machete. Let's see. Your catcher was... Well, it was not Robinson Chirinos. I mean, he was here.
He was, yeah. Chirinos was
Martin
here.
Maldonado.
It was Maldonado?
Yeah. He played 27 games. Wait a minute. Chirinos played 114 games? He had that many at-bats?
Wow. And
do you remember that?
That Chirinos was your everyday catcher? Well, almost everyday catcher? No, I don't remember that. In 2019? Really?
This must be... Oh, yeah, Brantley.
Oh, yeah, you had Michael Brantley, too, yeah.
Michael Brantley.
Yeah.
Okay. Yuli, Altuve, Correa, Bregman, Brantley. Let's see, they got Mariznick here. What am I looking at exactly?
Are you sure?
Didn't we have George? Did we lose George after 18? No. George was here.
That was the...
Bregman, Brantley, Yuli, Reddick in right field. Yeah, Reddick was in right field more than Tucker was. God, it's so long
ago.
Kyle Tucker only played 22 games.
He just came up, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. That they lost that World Series with that offense is like one of the crimes of the century. AJ, what are you thinking about? You got Cole sitting there in the bullpen. By the way, the 2017 Astros were the fifth best. It goes at 19 Astros, 23 Braves, 07 Yankees, 03 Red Sox, 17 Astros. And then Astros were one more time. 2021 Astros were 25th. So we've had some great, great teams. And only one of those won the title. Only one of those top offenses won the title. All right, breaking it here. 713-780-3776. You got to talk a little Zadok Jewelers.
Well, it's Valentine's Day is around the corner, and it's a chance for you to, and frankly, for some guys out there, it's a chance to screw this up, right? You're either going to do good or bad. For some, it's a pass-fail situation. And if you're someone who could be in a pass-fail situation, then might I suggest Zadok Jewelers. You're always going to be on the pass, and not just pass, you're going to hit a home run. 28,000 square foot location, every type of designer you can imagine. In many cases, they are the boutique providers, so they have unique pieces, whether it's timepieces or jewelry. And Valentine's Day, this is a chance for you to go all in, whether you're treating her to something that she's always wanted or something she didn't know she needed. Zadok Jewelers hits the home run every single time. Brands like Bulgari, Chopard, Mikimoto, Cartier, and many, many more. They've got the top brands, the best designs, and the hottest items right now. Diamond tennis bracelet, statement rings. I didn't even know there's a statement ring. You got to know these things. We can't know that. That's what the experts there know. And then the Huggy earrings and many, many more. Let Zadok Jewelers expert team help you select the perfect gift that will make your Valentine's Day feel loved and show her how much she means. Zadok Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. For more information, go to Zadok.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Uncle Freddie sent us this. Did you see it? These are Super Bowl facts that are real but seem fake. No player drafted from Alabama has ever scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Pretty incredible. But a lot of their, but when you think about it, skill position like
Devontae Smith was in the Super Bowl.
No, Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
But how many Super Bowls did he get into?
One.
Well, there you go.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mark Ingram?
Did he?
That's what I'm saying. Like, who are the good offensive players? They've cranked out more defensive players than skill position players.
Yeah.
Wide receiver Julio Jones, Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, Henry Ruggs. Not Ruggs.
That's not Ruggs.
Ridley, O.J. Howard.
Mechie.
Jalen Hurts.
Has Mechie ever got one?
Jalen Hurts didn't run for a touchdown.
He wasn't drafted out of there.
He was an Alabama player.
But not drafted.
He wasn't drafted from Alabama.
Is that what it says?
Yep. Yeah, it says no player drafted from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
There has never been a punt return for a touchdown in a Super Bowl.
You would think, one time
Tony
there was.
Came close,
wait. Was that a kickoff return that Desmond Howard had?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, it was a kick return.
Devin Hester kickoff return. It happened in the Chargers San Francisco Super Bowl kickoff return. Percy Harvin had one. Tony came close, I think, against the Eagles. He set the Chiefs up for a score, but he did not get in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yep. Yeah, he was having a big game. Big game.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Brady have played in one-third of all Super Bowls. That's crazy. What number is this one?
59.
Wow.
LIX.
29, so they would have played in 20?
So 19. Brady's played in 10? Is he 7-3 in Super Bowls?
So this is 59? So they'd have to come up with 20. They'd have to come up with...
And Mahomes has played in, he's won 3, lost 1. This is his 5th.
That's not true then.
Right, it's 15. This will be the 15th one of them has played.
The 15, one-third is 45. Three times 15 is 45. So
yeah, that's not good math, whoever
did that.
That's
not good math at all. That's not true. Teams that have a pick 6 in a Super Bowl are 12-1. The only loss, Falcons.
28-3 in town.
That's not crazy. That's not a crazy stat. Is that all Brady played in?
He's 7-3.
Yeah.
Joe Namath, so that doesn't count. Joe Namath didn't score.
Yeah, right. He didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah. Only receivers and wide receivers. I mean, you could as a quarterback. Has Tua? Well, did Tua score in the
He didn't play in a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Joe.
I mean, what is that? Is that supposed to hurt? Shot.
Oh, you got a bing zinger.
Wow, you got him. You got me. I was unaware that he hadn't played in one.
Wow.
Has the Texans scored in the AFC title game?
It's to be determined.
Ah, okay.
It is TBD. TBD.
It's TBD is what we call it.
Never happened, huh? Texans never scored TBD. The title game.
Not We're going to get a new stadium and then watch what
not
happens.
Not a single point in an AFC title game.
Watch what happens when the city of Houston has to pay for a new stadium or they move to San Antonio.
Scoreless, Dell.
I live in Galveston County. Good luck with that, you guys.
Yeah.
When we get a new stadium and move it to Kingwood, watch how many points we start scoring then.
Kingwood?
We're moving to Kingwood?
We got to go somewhere. The land's cheaper.
Isn't that occupied? Didn't we take it over? We took Kingwood over, I think.
We got to go somewhere where it's just cheaper land.
Well, Kingwood's not going to be that much cheaper.
Than Houston? Yeah, it is property. It's way cheaper.
You can find a lot cheaper places in Houston than you can in Kingwood.
You think?
Yeah, there's John a lot knows. Of areas where you get cheaper land in Houston.
Well, yeah, if you want to break down all their homes.
Well, yeah, that's what we do. Chavez Ravine? How do you think we got it? Get out.
Who's
beat
we?
It. Beat it.
Who's we?
Yeah. Who, what Dodgers. Are you talking about, we?
How do you think my Dodgers got it? Now Johns wants Yordan back. We need Yordan back.
That was us. How come Bud Selig didn't step in and stop that trade from happening?
Yeah. They do know. Sean Alexander played at Alabama. He didn't score.
Against the Steelers?
I'm telling you, this has been vetted. It's right.
Yeah. But the Brady Freddie one had, wasn't right.
What do you mean it's not right? He played in a third of all of them?
No. Brady's Mahomes has played in five?
Yes. He'll be playing in
That's
his fifth.
15. Three times 15 is 45. There's a lot more Super Bowls than that.
So, well, he probably wrote it wrong.
He might have written it
Maybe
wrong.
They're only counting certain Super Bowls.
What?
Like the early ones don't count.
Why?
I'm pretty sure they do. This is no. There's a certain
they played
number.
One at Rice's Stadium. That Super Bowl counted. Really, we're counting Super Bowls.
And that was like a
they played
what
at
was
Rice.
The final score of that 12-6 or something.
Yeah, they played at Rice. That's not real. Super
it
Bowl.
Still counts.
Yeah, it kind of counts.
Can you believe they played a Super Bowl at that stadium?
Super Bowl.
Yes. Back
How
then,
did that was, get in the rotation?
Well, back then,
here's our that Super was Bowl a, announcement. Super Bowl. What do you think?
Super
face
Bowl
package?
7.
What do you think face value of tickets were? $15.
Miami Dolphins, Minnesota Vikings, 24-7 was the final.
No secondary market.
No.
You probably could have snuck into that. Stadium.
You could have gotten. Yeah. I don't even think you needed a ticket.
What
Just come
four?
On. Walk in. Do you know So you know what the face value of a lower bowl ticket is now?
It's the face value.
Yeah.
Didn't she say? Isn't it like 7,000?
No, it's five.
5,000.
Well, in the end zone, it was four. It's $49.95 or something like that.
So here,
but it used to be, here. It was like $400.
Then when I went to the one,
well, not lower bowl. We got we were in the first deck.
Yeah,
yeah.
We were lower bowl, that goal line area, about between 10 and goal line for the Super Bowl for my dad's Super Bowl. At Raymond James with Steelers in Arizona. That was, at that time, 2008, 9 Super Bowl maybe. It was $750 a ticket at that time. The markup now has been unbelievable.
Well, instead of the secondary market making all the money now, and you know what? This is a really soft ticket. Normally, I got buddies who resell Super Bowl tickets. They get a bunch of Super Bowl tickets and they resell them. Normally, you'll be able to pay the guy, the NFL player. It happens. You'll be able to pay the NFL player $1,000 more than the face value, or $1,500 more. Right now, $100 or $200 more than the face value. That's it. Because it's just such a soft. Kansas City getting in again. Was a disaster for the secondary
but it's not
market,
like,
and I really hate that the secondary market is
Yeah, and it's still not affordable to the average person.
The scalpers not making money on this thing is really
them and the
distressing.
Casino. It is a rough year for
casinos,
for the people we're
and scalpers.
Scalpers and casino bosses. Man, it's when tough. Are they going to start making more? No, it's and it's not affordable for regular people.
No,
it's not.
Never
it's
has
not
been.
Possible. $5,000 for a ticket.
Never has been. It's all they sell it all to companies. It's all companies that buy them. And they
You could get into some Super Bowls at, you know, you were paying a premium.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Upper Deck, not now, because even that's really expensive. And then, like college football. So one of the things that I was talking to our boy, who said the college football playoffs is a disaster for ticket sales. He said these fan bases can't afford to go to all these games. And our boy who was there, it just said Texas. Playing those games, the semifinal games, wipeout. Complete wipeout. Because you can't sell those tickets. Because the fans
are was so untrue. Texas, that was a great ticket at the Cotton Bowl. It was a great ticket.
No, I'm sorry, the one before it. The only one that was good is because they were close. No. The Arizona State game, my buddy lost $1,200 on two tickets. He had to sell them for like $150 a ticket.
Oh, he was selling in the wrong place.
No. Yeah. Martin said the same thing. Wipeout on tickets. Ask him. He said it was a total disaster.
Well, the Cotton Bowl was a big success. That was a huge ticket.
But the problem is these fans can't travel to all these. It's like he said, your plane flights are if you find out 1 week in advance, you're trying to fly a week in advance.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Hotels, they all jack rates up on you, and you can't go to multiple games. Like the average person who earns an honest living, who a blue-collar fan, they have no prayer.
No
prayer of going to multiple games because these tickets have gotten out of control. I can't believe how high the college ticket is. For a regular season game, like Georgia versus Texas, I went on a press pass. My wife, we were looking at tickets for my wife to go. I was like, nope. TV time for you.
No. All right, we got a break. Man, we're up against it. We got some news of the weird coming your way next. But first, I want to talk about the Golden Nugget. I want to talk about how awesome it is. You're talking about that. We're talking about plane flights. We're talking about going to Vegas. You know how much – okay, so the plane flight, between the plane flight and the hotel room and then everything else in Vegas, what it's going to cost you. I mean, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, you've got the same thing right here. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles is awesome. The Golden Nugget Lake Charles is like that's the first time I've seen the spa tower. It's beautiful. It's been around for about 5-6 years, and it is beautiful. It looks like it's still brand new. Boy, they really do. They keep it up. It is that the rooms are awesome. Lance and I both have gotten year in and year out. We get great rooms. It is fantastic. Martin came up and he put his bag up in my room. He goes, man, that's a really nice room. I'm like, that's how it is. That's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, man. I'm telling you, you're going to get a nice room. You got all the amenities. You got the pool. You got the golf course. You've got the Blue Martini. You've got 12 restaurants. You've got the DraftKings Sportsbook. You've got poker. You've got everything you could possibly want. The casino, are you kidding me? It's a Las Vegas casino. So you're looking for the best way to have just a great time and not spend all that money that you'd have to spend going to Vegas when Vegas is just right 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Do you guys believe in reusable toilet paper?
No.
A woman does. She says it's budget friendly. Now, she does have a bidet. So if you drop a deuce and the bidet cleans you up, will you pat dry and then reuse that towel?
No.
You don't want to?
Nope.
I mean, come on. I mean, I feel like it's kind of saving the world, but
it's not.
It really kind of is, but you don't want to. Okay, you don't care about your kids and how they're going to live.
Okay, you're going to use disposable. You going to reuse toilet paper?
No.
Okay, keep that same energy for your own butthole.
I'm not.
I can say butthole, Dale.
She puts it in the dirty bin and then washes it. You know, parents, back in the day.
Oh, the disposable
cloth
diapers?
Cloth diapers?
Whew.
I can't even imagine how gross that was for my mom. A Minnesota senator, Lance, listen up. A Minnesota senator wants to make it legal to eat beavers again. Do you want to eat beavers?
That's fine.
Dell, do you want to eat beavers in Minnesota?
Not in Minnesota.
Where do you want to eat beavers?
I mean, I don't have a particular state in mind, but I wouldn't want to travel to Minnesota to do it.
You don't think their beavers are good up there?
I just don't want to travel for it. I mean, is a Minnesota...
Apparently it's illegal in Minnesota right now to eat beavers. I don't want to.
Is it legal here to do that?
I think it's legal to eat beavers here. I don't know. Do you know? Ask Sean.
I'm not asking Sean.
Nope. Don't ask Sean anything. Just keep it moving. Don't let him do this to you.
What?
That's why he's known as
the problem. Asking if you want to eat beavers.
That's why he's known as the problem.
Is a Minnesota 8 like a Texas 6, though? Is a Minnesota beaver an 8?
I don't know how good their beavers are. I have no idea. Okay. But all I know...
it's illegal up
there. It's illegal right now.
Well, I hope that law changes.
That I would protest.
Going to be a lot of... Well, I guess happy beavers if they're not being eaten.
What are you leaning into this for?
No, they're going to be happy if it's illegal to eat it up there.
I never know what Dell's going to lean into.
You know, he's done a life.
Sometimes you're like, here he goes.
Sometimes he likes to get away from it. And
yeah. Sometimes he just steers into the slide.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Steer into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you have to do.
I mean,
Pennsylvania troopers are hunting for an assailant who swiped 100,000 organic eggs from the back of a trailer.
No, we're not doing that.
100,000. You know what that's worth? Like $17 billion right now.
You know how much eggs cost?
Eggs are ridiculous. They say it's only $40,000.
You got people robbing.
For whatever. 100,000 eggs is only $40,000.
Oh, I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
You got people. Well, all you have to do is divide by 12.
Yeah, because it's by the dozen.
Yeah, you divide by 12.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I still think it's a good swipe. Taliban minister is forced to flee Afghanistan after speech in support of girls' education.
Whoa. What he gets.
You better get out of here, buddy.
What did you say? Learn to read.
This is a lesson in know your audience. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think girls should be able to read.
Women have rights. Out of here.
The only thing we want to hear from you when you're talking about women is this.
Bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wow. And here's another beaver story.
Wow. Two of them?
In the Czech Republic, the government had been planning on building a dam for 7 years.
Yeah.
The beavers built the dam in 2 days and saved them $1 million. You see? What beavers? And you want to eat them?
They took our dam!
And you want to eat them, Del?
But you know what?
I didn't say I wanted to.
You know how many jobs and how much that was going to help feed families? The work?
Yeah.
But it was going to, and the beavers.
It was going to cost taxpayers all that money.
Yeah, but it was going to create jobs.
It
for
was
the economy.
Create,
and what did beavers do? They took our jobs.
They took our jobs.
They took our
jobs.
Let's
eat them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to eat a working beaver.
A working class?
A working beaver.
Yeah, that beaver's putting in work.
You want a dead beaver?
Okay, I'm doing this.
No, I don't want to eat a beaver, period.
I'm not listening to any more of this show.
You said you did, and now you don't.
Well, not one that's working.
A Czech beaver?
I don't want one that's all beat up and putting in work.
See. This is a problem show. We got to call this a day. That's all. We're done. No, I didn't think he'd take it that far. That's a dead beaver. We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
You're beating a dead beaver.